KLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Ike Ajachi. Federal Judge Eileen Cannon, overseeing the trial over former President Trump's handling of classified documents, setting a trial date of August 14th. Now, that could move, though, based on negotiations between Trump's legal team and the Department of Justice. Secretary of State Antony Blinken sitting down with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Among the things they discussed, the Chinese production of fentanyl.
A big part of the problem is the chemical precursors that go into fentanyl being manufactured in China, sent over to Mexico, turned into fentanyl, come into the country, and kill a lot of Americans. So we're talking about forming a working group to be able to cooperate on that.
Rescue teams are still scouring the North Atlantic in search of the submersible that went missing shortly after taking off Sunday for the wreckage of the Titanic. There are five people on board: the pilot, a British billionaire adventurer, a Pakistani businessman and his son, and one other person. This is ABC News. Raids this morning in France at the offices of the Paris Olympic organizers as part of a corruption probe. This comes just about a year before the 2024 Summer Games are set to start. This is the third straight Summer Games to face corruption allegations. Texas lawmakers are expected to set the ground rules today for the impeachment trial of the state attorney general.
Ken Paxton is accused of favoring some political contributors while mistreating some of his own employees in the Texas attorney general's office. But still,
impeachment is incredibly rare.
State Representative Ann Johnson sat on the committee that recommended Paxton's impeachment.
This is the third time that the Senate may be looking at a trial.
Republican Paxton has proclaimed his innocence and predicts that the GOP-controlled Texas Senate will acquit him of any wrongdoing. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The Great Resignation, showing no signs of stopping. A recent survey by PricewaterhouseCoopers shows a quarter of workers plan to change jobs in the next 12 months. That's up from 19% last year. Ike Ajachi, ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. Good morning, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A man accused of shooting multiple people in downtown La Crosse early Saturday morning is being held on a $1 million bail, according to online court records. 31-year-old DeAndre Grant is charged with six counts of reckless attempted homicide with the use of a dangerous weapon after La Crosse police said he fired a gun from a vehicle, shooting and injuring six people early Saturday morning. One person is dead and two people are hurt after a UTV crash in Pepin County. The crash happened west of Durand in the town of Waterville around 9 o'clock Sunday night. 45-year-old Jessica Bignell of Arkansas was killed in the crash, while a 47-year-old man and a 54-year-old man were hurt. The Pepin County Sheriff's Department said that the UTV hit a patch of gravel on County Road Z before overturning and noted that the roadway was closed for construction. And Hutchinson Technology will lay off 50 additional employees as part of a reduction in force later this year. In March, the company announced 237 layoffs. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO. 608-949-8989.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trygve Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup.
That's awesome.
Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crute. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. This summer, things are heating up on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Music from Howlin' Wolf, Down on the Killin' Floor. Born on this date in 1910 in West Point, Mississippi. Yes, some great blues music for you on a Tuesday morning. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Got 9:07 right now. And there's some breaking news in the Donald Trump federal case. The federal judge presiding over the prosecution of Donald Trump in the classified documents case ordered a trial to begin as soon as August 14th. So now we have a date, August 14th. And I think that's a little sooner than most people were expecting, since she, the judge, Judge Cannon, Aileen Cannon, showed such favoritism to the Trumpster previously. People were expecting her to kind of slow things down, slow walk the trial. But it says here, while the timeline set by the judge, Aileen Cannon, is likely to be delayed by extensive pre-trial litigation, its brisk pace suggests that she is seeking to avoid any criticism for dragging her feet. So that's a story that we might touch on a little bit more after I get to this other story. Did you get to see any of the interview yesterday with the former president and Bret Baier on Fox News? Now, I know that many of you may not watch Fox News very often, but that interview yesterday was worth checking out. Trump didn't look too good. He looked a little haggard, worn, tired out, and his hair looked even more funny than usual, but I'm not going to go into that. Let me give you this story here from Rolling Stone. It says, Trump all but confesses to mishandling classified documents on Fox News. The former president, facing charges of mishandling classified information, nearly confessed to the crime while blaming his golf shirts. The story is by Miles Klee, posted yesterday at Rolling Stone. It says, a week after his second post-presidential arrest, this one for his alleged mishandling of classified documents after
leaving the White House, Donald Trump turned to Fox News host Bret Baier on Monday to make the case for why he should lead the country again. But he ended up essentially confessing to the crime of which he's accused, stealing and sharing top secret government information. Before that, however, Baier pressed Trump to explain why he kept the boxes of classified materials at Mar-a-Lago and refused to comply with government requests to return them, as described in his new felony indictment. In between dismissing the cakes as the document hoax or accusing other presidents of illegally hoarding their own sensitive documents, Trump offered the bizarre explanation that he couldn't give up the boxes to authorities because they also contained his clothes. Quote, "Like every other president, I take things out," Trump said. "In my case, I took it out pretty much in a hurry. People packed it up and left. I had clothing in there. I had all sorts of personal items in there. Much, much stuff." End quote. After a brief digression to call his former Attorney General Bill Barr a coward, Trump reiterated, quote, "I have got a lot of things in there. I will go through those boxes. I have to go through those boxes. I take out personal things," end quote. Finally, he clarified what those items were. And here's that quote. "These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things: golf shirts, clothing, pants, shoes. There were many things," he said. While not wanting Dark Brandon to seize your golf shirts may prove a compelling argument in court, another of Trump's evasions seems less likely to hold water. Baier also brought up one of the most damning parts of the federal indictment, a recording in July of 2021 in which Trump is heard showing off a document detailing an attack plan against Iran or Iran, revealing that it's still officially secret and he no longer has the power to declassify it. Trump blustered for a moment about what he actually said, then pivoted to the claim that he wasn't even holding a particular document. Despite corroborating testimony from others in the room when it happened, no wonder this guy's lawyers keep quitting on him. Here's a quote. "Brett, there was no document," Trump insisted. "That was a massive amount of papers and everything else, talking about Iran and other things, and it may have been held up or may not. That was not a document. I didn't have any document per se. There was nothing to declassify. These were newspaper stories, magazine stories, and articles," end quote. When Bret Baier referred again to the facts of the recording laid out in the indictment, Trump said, presumably of the prosecutors, "These people are very dishonest people. They are thugs." He also suggested they could be stuffing the boxes with incriminating material. Trump's answer immediately made waves, with even some of his frequent defenders suggesting the former president may have just undermined himself. On Twitter, pro-Trump legal scholar Jonathan Turley praised Bret Baier's interview and included an ominous warning for Trump. Quote, "Bret Baier conducted an extraordinary interview with Donald Trump, who discussed the criminal allegations in detail. Statements of this kind are generally admissible at trial," end quote. Later on in the interview, Trump and Baier got into a debate on the results of the 2020 election, with the Fox anchor trying in vain to remind the former president that he lost, while Trump rambled on about fake ballots. The rest of the conversation involved Trump bashing Biden's international diplomacy from Ukraine to the Middle East to China, and musing about how much better things were with him in office. Afterward, Fox News chief political analyst Britt Hume said that Trump's answers regarding matters of the law were on the verge of incoherent, and specifically mentioned the bizarre detail of not returning the boxes of classified documents because they hadn't been separated from his golf shirts or whatever he was saying, end quote. Overall, Hume said it sounded as if Trump was making the argument that the papers were his to do with as he liked, quote, which I don't think is going to hold up in court, end quote. Special Report with Brett Baer will air the second half of this interview on Tuesday evening. That's this evening. Will we learn more about the precious polos that Trump was shielding from government overreach? One can only hope. If you haven't seen that interview, I would, I don't know. Is it worth your time to go watch it? I don't know. Maybe you're just better off having a guy on the radio tell you what happened. But we do have some more breaking news about that trial coming up. August 14th is the date that it is scheduled for right now. Let me see if I can tell you anything more before we go to the break. Yeah, I don't know. It says here that the judge said she's going to try to start the trial by August 14th at the latest. And as we mentioned before, it could be slowed down by Trump and his attorneys trying to, just trying to throw a wrench into things. More breaking news, too. It says here Hunter Biden reaches a deal to plead guilty in a tax and gun case. Those are misdemeanor charges, according to this story here in the Washington Post. Why don't we go ahead and take a break, play some music, and we'll be back soon. Stick around. You're tuned into your Civic Media radio station.
To achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin
or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 88. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 60 tonight. Mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 88. Temperatures above average Thursday and Friday, with highs in the upper 80s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 77.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
But you're wrong. See, the blues come from way back. And I'm going to tell you something again. The thing that's going on today is not the blues. It's just a good beat the people is carrying. But now when you come down to the blues, I'm going to show you how to play the blues. Now you just sit here and watch me. When the rooster crow, something telling me you better get up and go. I am a back door man. I am a back door man. Well done, men don't know.
Girls understand. 23 minutes after 9 o'clock, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, Howlin' Wolf. Hayes, celebrating his birthday today, born in 1910. He's been gone for quite a while, but left a lot of great music, most of it recorded in the 1950s, some of it in the early 60s. But, man, those songs live forever, that's for sure. Hey, welcome back to the program. We've been discussing the interview yesterday on Fox News with Brett Baier interviewing the former president and some of the unbelievable stuff the former president was saying. We went over a story from Rolling Stone about the interview. Here's a different take on it from this story is from CNN. CNN Politics. The headline says, Trump offers dizzying new justifications for classified documents as former cabinet secretaries sound the alarm. That's right, former cabinet secretaries of his cabinet sounding the alarm. This is by Zachary Wolf, CNN, updated just a couple hours ago. And it says here, former President Donald Trump offered a dizzying multitude of new justifications Monday for for keeping classified material after leaving the White House and refusing to give them back to the National Archives and Records Administration. Quote, "I was very busy," he told Fox News' Brett Baer, explaining that he wanted to go through all the boxes identified by the archives to remove personal things before handing them over. Trump said he wanted to pull out, quote, "all sorts of things, golf shirts, clothing, pants, shoes," end quote, interspersed with papers in his boxes. He deflected about why exactly he kept all the sensitive material in the first place. I don't say I do, is the quote. Not sure what that means, but it goes on and says, "And as for the classified Pentagon document, which CNN first reported, Trump is on tape acknowledging he held onto, the former president offered a new answer. He told Brett Baer the paper he waved in front of people, which according to the indictment did not have security in security clearance, was not the document in question. Quote, "I didn't have any document per se," he said, claiming the papers he had were newspaper and magazine articles. And he denied to Brett Baer that the Iran attack plan was ever in the boxes of documents. "Not that I know of," he said. But during a Fox News town hall earlier this month, Trump said he didn't know anything about the summer 2021 meeting at his Bedminster, New Jersey golf club, captured on the audio recording, a meeting that his former chief of staff appeared to recount in detail in his memoir, including a description of the document. "The changing and fuzzy explanations create the picture of a man unwilling to cooperate with records laws for the nation he again wants to lead." We'll pick that up in just a minute. Stick around. You're tuned in to your Civic Media radio station.
Summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Ankrut. Then at 6, The Maggie Don Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Ike Ajachi. Federal Judge Eileen Cannon, overseeing the trial over former President Trump's handling of classified documents, setting a trial date of August 14th. Now, that could move, though, based on negotiations between Trump's legal team and the Department of Justice. Secretary of State Antony Blinken sitting down with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Among the things they discussed, the Chinese production of fentanyl.
A big part of the problem is the chemical precursors that go into fentanyl being manufactured in China, sent over to Mexico, turned into fentanyl, coming to the country. and kill a lot of Americans. So we're talking about forming a working group to be able to cooperate on that.
Rescue teams are still scouring the North Atlantic in search of the submersible that went missing shortly after taking off Sunday for the wreckage of the Titanic. There are five people on board: the pilot, a British billionaire adventurer, a Pakistani businessman and his son, and one other person. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. Good morning, I'm Jimmy Kuska. One person is dead and two people are hurt after a UTV crash in Pepin County. The crash happened west of Durand in the town of Waterville around 9 o'clock Sunday night. 45-year-old Jessica Bignell of Arkansas was killed in the crash, while a 47-year-old man and 54-year-old man were hurt. The Pepin County Sheriff's Office said that the UTV hit a patch of gravel on County Road Z before overturning and noted that the roadway was closed for construction. A man accused of shooting multiple people in downtown La Crosse early Saturday morning is being held at the La Crosse County Jail on a $1 million cash bail, according to online court records. 31-year-old DeAndrew Grant is charged with six counts of reckless attempted homicide with the use of a dangerous weapon after La Crosse police said he fired a gun from a vehicle, shooting and injuring six people. And Hutchinson Technology in Eau Claire will lay off 50 additional employees as part of a layoff later this year. In March, the company announced 237 layoffs. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
From gas to groceries, Wisconsinites are feeling it. Higher prices are making it tough to pay your bills. So why are some in Washington pushing a new, costly mandate that'll make things harder for Wisconsin consumers? It'll mean the credit card rewards you enjoy will go away. That's right. Earning cash back, points, or miles all could vanish. Washington bureaucrats think they know better. Consumers and Main Street will lose big. That's why we need Representative Tom Tiffany to step up and help stop this harmful new mandate. Please call Representative Tiffany at 202-225-3365. Urge Representative Tiffany to stand with consumers. Paid for by American Bankers Association, ABA.com.
Are you interested in learning about becoming a regulated child care provider? We can help. Northwest Connection Family Resources is your local child care resource and referral agency serving northern Wisconsin. Call us today at 800-733-KIDS and talk about the benefits of becoming a family child care provider, including work from home, be your own boss, set your own hours, and be home with your own children. Free informational sessions are happening now. For more.
Listens anymore. That's Missing Persons on a Tuesday morning. Stu Daniels here. And welcome back to the show. Just before the break, we were discussing the big interview yesterday on Fox News, the former president, Donald Trump, being interviewed by Bret Baier, and some of the crazy words that the former president was spewing out yesterday, not making much sense at all, just denying all kinds of things.
And most people who saw it say that he further incriminated himself and even admitted to most of the charges that he's been charged with. And after this interview, or because of this interview, now some of his former cabinet officials are sounding the alarm. And just before the break, I was reading from this story in CNN. Says while his top rivals for the Republican nomination are staying relatively quiet about his indictment, some of his top former cabinet secretaries are not holding back, quote, a defiant 9-year-old, end quote, is what former Attorney General William Barr compared his former boss to during an appearance on CBS News Face the Nation on Sunday. Quote, if true, that conduct was a flagrant crime that cannot be excused, William Barr added of the indictment in an op-ed in the Free Press on Monday. Barr left Trump's administration before the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, and he has been critical of Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. He was not complimentary of Trump in a memoir published last year. But Bill Barr's comments are noteworthy since he is also the attorney general who defended Trump from the Mueller report and worked alongside Trump for more than a year of his presidency. Barr's not alone. Trump's former Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, said on CNN's State of the Union on Sunday that the revelations in the indictment jeopardize national security, although he was careful to add, quote, if the allegations are true. He added that caveat to his answer. And here's another quote. It says, if the allegations are true that it contained information about our nation's security, about our vulnerabilities, and about other items, it could be quite harmful to the nation, he told Jake Tapper, going on to call out irresponsible action. This is the defense secretary, Mark Esper, or former Secretary of Defense. No one is above the law, Esper added, and so I think this process needs to play out and people held to account, the president held to account. Asked if Trump could be trusted with the nation's secrets ever again, Esper said, quote, based on his actions, again, if proven true under the indictment by the special counsel, no, end quote. On Monday, yesterday, the magistrate judge in the classified documents case agreed to prosecutors' request that neither Trump nor his co-defendant, Walt Nauta, or Nauta, should be allowed to talk about information handed over to their lawyers as part of the discovery process, an expected ruling, but nonetheless significant given Trump's penchant for sharing things on social media. If anyone needs a reminder, there is a pattern of disgruntled former aides left in the former president's wake. Trump's defense secretary, who preceded Esper, James Mattis, had already turned full throttle against Trump before the 2020 election. Trump had two confirmed attorneys general during his time in the White House and cut the first one, former Senator Jeff Sessions, loose shortly after the 2018 midterm elections. He then opposed Sessions' attempts to return to the Senate. Trump's former vice president, Mike Pence, while carefully reacting to news of the indictment, is among the 2024 Republican presidential candidates who say the legal process should proceed. Quote, I think we need to let the courts do their job and let this case work its way through our judicial system, he told NBC's Meet the Press recently, saying it's premature to discuss a possible pardon for Trump, the latest question facing the GOP field. Trump's position in the primary has solidified even as his fitness to conduct the nation's business has been questioned, that so many who once worked for his administration ultimately turned against him or were turned against by him has long been a theme of his presidency, but it has not yet jeopardized his power in the party. Bill Barr parsed what fellow Republicans are saying in their defense of Trump. There are those like Ohio Representative Jim Jordan, the House Judiciary Committee chairman, who maintains that Trump had the power to declassify the documents he is accused of mishandling even if the former president is on tape saying he did not. Others, Bill Barr said, are focused more on the prosecution than the crime. Quote, I don't think they're actually defending his conduct, but they are saying it's unfair to prosecute him, end quote, Barr said. That is an argument a longtime Republican like Barr can identify with. He opposes Trump's prosecution in New York by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, a Democrat, for alleged participation in a hush money scheme before the 2016 election. He also questions whether Trump should be prosecuted in connection with January 6, 2021, or his efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. But this case, Barr has been arguing, is not the same because Trump brought it upon himself. Quote, yes, he's been a victim in the past. Yes, his adversaries have obsessively pursued him with phony claims. And I've been at his side defending him against or defending against them when he is a victim. But this is much different. He's not a victim here, Barr said on Fox News Sunday last week. Trump's prosecution in relation to the aftermath of the 2020 election is still a very real possibility in both Fulton County, Georgia, and at the federal level. And in case you missed the news earlier, there is breaking news that the federal trial is now scheduled to start on August 14th. Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis, a Democrat, has indicated she will make a charging decision in August after a years-long investigation. Court filings in the classified documents case brought by Special Counsel Jack Smith refer to other ongoing investigations. The Special Counsel's office is also running that federal probe of the period after the 2020 election and leading up to the insurrection. Any ultimate prosecution with regard to the 2020 election could be a mistake, Barr said, arguing a candidate should have First Amendment rights. Quote, we don't want to get into a position where people can't complain about an election and claim that an election was stolen, end quote. And he even sees legitimate explanations for the recording of Trump asking Georgia election officials to, quote, find, end quote, him enough votes to win the swing state. Barr said, there are innocent interpretations of what he said, which is, look, of all the votes that we think are bad, you certainly can find among them some that are slam dunk. For the record, Barr left the administration after refusing to appease Trump's unfounded insistence that there had been election fraud in 2020, so it's interesting to hear him offer a defense on that front now. Republicans can defend Trump against prosecution all they want, but for Barr, that's not the point. Quote, the question is, should we be putting someone like this forward as the leader of the country, leader of the free world, who has engaged in this kind of conduct, he asked. That's Bill Barr asking that question. When CBS's Robert Costa asked if putting Trump in the White House again would put the country at risk, here's how Barr answered, quote, he will always put his own interests and gratifying his own ego ahead of everything else, including the country's interests. There's no question about it. Barr wasn't done. He said, our country can't be a therapy session for, you know, a troubled man like this, end quote. Well, sometimes I agree with Bill Barr. Not always, but sometimes. And let's see, we got 9:43, almost 9:44 right now, about time for maybe one more topic before we finish things up for the day. Just want to get to this before we go to the break. This is from the Wisconsin Examiner. It's been a year now. It's been 1 year since the Dobbs decision overturning Roe v. Wade, making it more difficult for women to get the health care they need. The story from the Wisconsin Examiner says, at least the headline says, a year after Dobbs, Congress takes a back seat on federal abortion policy. This is by Jennifer Shute of the Wisconsin Examiner. and it was posted this morning. It says, 1 year after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned the constitutional right to an abortion, the courts, rather than a divided Congress, are leading the way on decisions on reproductive rights that would affect the entire nation. Congress has not enacted federal legislation to either preserve reproductive rights or to restrict abortion in the year since the Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization ruling nullified the landmark Roe v. Wade decision. And that's unlikely to change anytime soon. Despite many Republicans campaigning for the U.S. House on promises of a nationwide abortion ban, the chamber hasn't brought such a bill to the floor 6 months after the GOP took control. And in the U.S. Senate, Democrats who control that chamber don't have the 60 votes needed to overcome the legislative filibuster, leading to a stalemate on abortion legislation, as well as protections for birth control access. And we'll get to a little bit more of this after the break. Stick around. You're tuned in to your Civic Media radio station.
Achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO. 608-949-8989.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 88. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 60 tonight. Mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 88. Temperatures above average Thursday and Friday, with highs in the upper 80s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 77.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
Who became here from Mexico about 3 or 4 years ago? And the journey. She got a job at a local factory.
All right, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, the final segment. Thank you for tuning in today. Hope you're having a good day so far. We've been discussing several different topics. Just before the break, we were talking about the fact that we are at the one-year anniversary now of the Dobbs decision, 1 year since the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And how do you feel about that? Do you have an opinion on it? Has it affected your life at all? I know it's affected the lives of many people, not only here in Wisconsin, but around the country. And now, after we've gone through a year beyond Roe, what are people saying? What are Republicans saying? I saw this article in the New York Times. It says, what Republicans say about their risky balancing act on abortion. The historic Dobbs ruling has hurt the party electorally, but Republican lawmakers are still moving to pass more restrictive laws. These two realities represent the defining political fallout of the end of Roe v. Wade. This story in the New York Times is by Katie Gluick, national political reporter, and she says, this was posted just about an hour ago, in the year since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, one of the country's most emotionally charged issues has come to be defined by two seemingly contradictory political realities. In competitive general elections, abortion rights emerged as among the greatest electoral strengths for Democrats, and often a clear liability for Republicans. Americans say at record levels that they support at least some access to the procedure, and the issue has fueled Democratic victories across the nation. At the same time, Republican-dominated state legislatures have moved rapidly to sharply limit or ban access to abortion. Activists are demanding that Republican presidential candidates make firm commitments about federal restrictions and are urging even further reaching legislation in the states. This headlong rush into risky territory for the National Republican Party and the extraordinary backlash against some of those measures represents the enduring political fallout of the Supreme Court decision, which transformed a partisan standoff 50 years in the making. Anti-abortion activists and some Republican strategists applaud the approach of many state legislatures, arguing that voters expect their lawmakers to deliver on upholding one of the core tenets of the conservative movement, quote, if you can, you must, end quote, said Marjorie Dannenfelser, the president of the major anti-abortion rights group, Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America. She goes on and says, to fail to do that would be a disaster for pro-life voters who put them in office, end quote. But as the anniversary of the Dobbs decision overturning Roe arrives on Saturday, interviews with more than a dozen Republican lawmakers, strategists, and anti-abortion activists paint a portrait of a party still struggling to find a consensus on abortion policy and grappling with how to energize core base voters on the issue without alienating swing voters. Many observers see the wave of new restrictions, which vary in gestational limit and exceptions, and have sometimes been held up in court as a function of several factors. Years of promises and pent-up energy on the right, deeply held convictions about when life begins, and gerrymandering that has often left Republican lawmakers more worried about far-right primary challenges than about turning off moderate voters in general elections. But for a critical slice of Republicans, those who represent competitive districts in state legislatures or in Congress who support some degree of abortion rights or in some cases presidential candidates, the issue presents a particularly difficult balancing act. Their decisions and calculations are at the heart of the tensions over the abortion debate within the Republican Party in the post-Roe era. Quote, "I was hearing from both sides strongly," said State Representative Mike Caruso of Florida, a Republican who opposed a measure ultimately signed by Governor Ron DeSantis, that forbids abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy with a few exceptions. Quote, "It was pretty much a ban on abortion. I've got 7 children, been through 9 pregnancies," he added. "I don't think we ever knew that we were pregnant prior to 6 weeks," end quote. But demonstrating the vastly different views on the issue within the party, State Representative Mike Beltran of Florida said that while he voted for the measure, frankly, "I don't think it goes far enough. All these bills were huge compromises," said Mr. Beltran, who said he personally opposed abortion rights without exception, suggesting that if a mother's life was in danger, barring ectopic pregnancies, the answer could often be to deliver the fetus even months prematurely. Quote, "We should suffer electoral consequences if we don't do what we said we would do," end quote. Anti-abortion activists and lawmakers have vigorously made a version of that argument to Republican candidates, sometimes citing polling to show lawmakers what they believe voters in a particular state will accept. Some of these surveys are commissioned by abortion opponents, and their findings can be at odds with public polling. Quote, "It's a fundamental issue to Republicans to protect life," end quote, said Tammy Fitzgerald, the executive director of the North Carolina Values Coalition. She supported the state's new ban on most abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy, though she wants restrictions that go much further, calling a 6-week ban step 2. "A candidate needs the pro-life voters in order to win," she added. And that's where we got to stop because we're out of time, but it doesn't look like the debate is going to end anytime soon now that we're 1 year into the post-Roe world. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Stick around. I hope you have a great day. You're tuned in to your Civic Media radio station.
Can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
And I was
Isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to Lake Air. WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan.